For a man in his early 20s, the SU's Ben Fisher already has an impressive resume. With a history of community involvement in his hometown and travel abroad, Fisher wants to improve living conditions in Canada and the world at large. As reported earlier, Fisher lived, volunteered and studied in Zimbabwe from August 2017 to June 2018, performing charitable work in a poor country which suffered under a harsh dictatorship. After witnessing what he saw in that African country, Fisher, recently graduating from a degree program in political studies and history at Queen's University, is now looking forward to beginning a Master of Public Administration, MPA, program at Queen's in the fall. I came back to Canada from Zimbabwe and I realized how lucky we are with the institutions that govern our society, and I went into research that would study democratization and the evolution of democracy across the globe, Fisher told SU Today. As an MPA student, Fisher said, I really want to solve policy issues going forward. It's all about peace, order and good government. The MPA program will give me policy analysis skills and open the doorway to public service, national security and Canadian foreign policy. As an MPA grad, Fisher said he could work as a policy advisor in think tanks, for any of the three levels of Canadian government, the UN, NATO or any businesses that are looking for change or policy solutions. While still an undergrad, Fisher began an internship position as a research assistant with the Center for International and Defense Policy in the spring of 2021. This month, Fisher also became a research consultant for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, based in Washington, D.C. It's very broad in its applications, Fisher said of the MPA program. I'm looking forward to the possibilities in the program. I think that diving into policy issues and always looking for solutions is what I want to do. Though fortunate to live in Canada, Fisher said there is still work to be done in improving Canadian society while seeking to establish democracy abroad. I don't see Canada solving any issues until it establishes a true nation-to-nation relationship with Indigenous people and putting a true effort into reconciliation, adopting the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, solving our clean water crisis and supporting residential school survivors. I don't see us moving on any issue before these things start to occur. Fisher said Canada also needs to move forward on climate change. Once he has earned his MPA, Fisher said he looks forward to being a consultant for governments, working in public affairs or in policy analysis for NATO or the UN. Despite being globally minded, Fisher credits his Sault Ste. Marie roots for his outlook on life and success to date. I'm really lucky to come from Sault Ste. Marie and have the support of so many community members, friends and family. My parents have given me so much inspiration. Though his work upon completing his MPA may take him all the way to the UN, Fisher said he'll keep his eye on how he could maintain and improve quality of life in his hometown. I'm open to any and all opportunities and certainly those that would best serve the community of Sault Ste. Marie. I'm open to all avenues.